So I want to ask you kind of a very naive question. I'm going to start with Dr. Stadler, which is, thinking about the biology of this disease and what we've learned about it, what's your concept right now about how anti-VEGF agents work? What's your understanding of the biology of the disease, and why is this different than anti-VEGF therapy of other cancers?
I think this is very different than other cancers, and it's important to recognize that, at least from the clear cell cancers, that this is a disease, it's driven by VHL inactivation. It's the VHL biology, it's not a VEGF biology. And VEGF is one of many factors downstream from VHL that happens to be important and that we happen to target therapeutically. That's, I think, issue number one, and that's very different than other cancers where the angiogenesis is a phenomenon of tumor growth and not a phenomenon of the direct biologic abnormality in the cancer.
Could I ask you to draw that out a little bit? Because I've heard this story for years. I'm sure oncologists have. I can never tell whether people who just finished their fellowship understand stuff that I don't. But can you talk a little bit more about really what happens in terms of VHL and what the actual mechanism of anti-tumor action is? I know it's a simple question, but I'm just going to be honest with you, I don't understand.
Well, I'm not sure any of us understand either, because every time we think we understand, you know, we learn something new. That being said, the way we understand it currently is that clear cell renal cancer is defined by an inactivation of VHL or the associated VHL pathway. One of the effects of inactivation of VHL is upregulation of VEGF, and as a result, therefore, of angiogenesis. So this is a tumor that's highly angiogenic from the very get-go. VHL, however, as part of the proteasome degradation pathway, has an impact on lots of different biological pathways, and VEGF is only one of them.
So it has an anti-angiogenic effect, but also other anti-tumor effects.
So inactivation of VHL has an angiogenic effect, but also lots of other effects.
Right.
That's probably the way to put it.